With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Justice Department is dropping both criminal cases against Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking to dismiss the 2020 election interference case and the classified documents case. In new court papers, prosecutors cited longstanding Justice Department policy shielding presidents from prosecution while in office. And they're dropping the cases because the same protections apply to the president-elect. A Trump spokesman called it a major victory for the rule of law. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And Fox News is now reporting that a judge has granted Jack Smith's motion to dismiss the January 6th charges. The Supreme Court won't hear a challenge to graphic cigarette warning labels, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The High Court declined to hear the case in a brief written order handed down Monday. The warnings include pictures of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by diminished blood flow. Nearly 120 countries around the world have already adopted graphic warning labels. It's not clear when new labels might appear in the U.S. Some legal claims remain, and the FDA has said it doesn't plan to enforce any new requirements until December of next year. I'm Julie Walker.
Diplomats and other officials say there have been several sticking points in ceasefire talks in the war between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, even as conditions for an agreement appear to be ripe. Israel's military has killed nearly all of the militant group's top leaders. Tens of thousands of Israelis who were evacuated from the border months ago are pressuring their government to go home. On Wall Street, the Dow by 440 points, the Nasdaq rose 51. This is SRN News. Americans prepare for Thanksgiving.
We've come a long way from that first celebration in 1621 when the pilgrims gathered to thank God for enough food to last the winter. But there will be similarities. According to the Pew Research Center, 91% of Americans will mark the holiday this week, and 74% will be doing so with family, friends, and other people. 65% of us will say grace or some other kind of prayer at our Thanksgiving gathering, and a few even plan to attend church services on that day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say a key factor in President Trump's victory on Election Day was his effort to seek the votes of people of faith whom Democrats ignored. That included smaller religious groups far from the mainstream. Just 1 week before the election, Mr. Trump directed a social media post to Coptic Christians whose church has ancient roots in Egypt, and the GOP made an aggressive push for Amish voters in Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average to another all-time high. The Dow added 1% to the record it set on Friday. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%, while the NASDAQ composite rose 0.3% also. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after President-elect Donald Trump says he wants Scott Bessent, a hedge fund manager, to be his Treasury secretary. Smaller companies can feel a big boost from easier borrowing costs, and the Russell 2000 index of small stocks jumped 1.5%. The Dow was up 440 points today to close at 44,736. The NASDAQ gained 51 to 19,054. The S&P 500 added 18 to 5,987. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.